Merchants have welcomed the tentative labor agreement at West Coast ports. The breakthrough, announced over the weekend, comes just in time to keep most store shelves stocked for the holidays. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Retailers are relieved that the bitter labor dispute appears to be settled. Dan Allison is the director of logistics for the children's clothing retailer Gymboree, which relies heavily on imports from Asia.
We're extremely pleased. It definitely has made the flow of goods into the stores a lot easier than what we were anticipating.
Longshore workers won't actually vote on the tentative pact until after the holidays, but with strong endorsements from union leaders, it appears certain the agreement will be ratified. Workers have been back at the docks since October, but they've had trouble clearing a huge backlog of cargo that piled up during a lockout that closed the ports for 10 days. Dan Allison says Gymboree should have its last holiday line in the stores by next week.
We had our final 5 containers that were delivered late last week of part of our backlog, and right now things seem to be moving really, really well.
Some merchants won't be so lucky. According to Scott Krugman with the National Retail Federation, up to 40% of the group's members could be facing merchandise shortages during the holidays.
You're going to see certain apparel items, consumer electronics, very much affected by this, as well as some of the toys.
Some merchants have had to rely on more expensive air freight to move their products during the port slowdown. Others routed merchandise through ports in Mexico or on the East Coast. This year, the Retail Federation is forecasting that consumers will spend 4% more than the $201 billion they forked out during last year's holiday season. Not a spectacular showing, but certainly respectable, especially in light of the nation's soft economy. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.